Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, we are sort of under pressure in many ways and in ways that aren't very common. Maybe there are times in our history where we feel like there are moments of pressure that we've experienced as people, but collectively, I don't know that we've ever experienced quite a series of events in history-making moments that have put us under pressure quite like we have experienced of late. It is complex. It is compounding, it is conflicting, it is all these things and more. And so as we seek to make sense of these things, we have to make our way forward under great pressure. Now, figuring out how to do that is one of the complicated things about this time. And for those of us that are followers of Jesus, we can look to one of the things that Jesus did for us and one of the invitations that Jesus gives to us to help us make it through this time where we are under pressure. Now, there was a season of life that Jesus lived through that was indeed full of pressure as well. Jesus was living in a complex and compounding and confusing time as well. Just remember for just a moment that Jesus was Jewish. What that meant in first century Palestine, what it means is that the Jews had been conquered by multiple global empires, the Babylonians, the Assyrians, then most lately the Romans, and so they were living through a lot of pressure. There was pressure every time a new global empire came through to conform to the ways in which they thought things should be done. And the Jews resisted that, and it meant that they were under pressure quite a bit. And so it was into the mix that Jesus was teaching and living with his disciples. And in one of the most complex and one of the most pressure-filled times that they would ever have, they would end up gathering together for a meal. They would gather together for what we would come to know as the Last Supper. And in the midst of what Jesus did there, Jesus gives us a sense of how we are able to make our way forward under pressure as well. So when Jesus gathered with his disciples, they were going to be celebrating the Passover meal. And Jesus knew that his time had come, that he was going to be crucified in short order. It's unclear whether the disciples knew, but at least Jesus was under quite a bit of pressure, to be sure. And so Jesus was leading his disciples into what would have been a normal Passover meal in many ways, except for when Jesus then broke from the script and did something different and did something that was unexpected. Jesus, at one point during the meal, paused and he took the bread that was there. The disciples might not have thought anything of it, except for when he then broke it and he gave it to them and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And they would have thought that was odd because the bread that was there for them was to be a reminder of the Passover bread that they would have had to remember the ways in which the people of Israel were delivered from Egypt in the past. And then a little later in the meal, Jesus took a cup and he poured it out and he said to them, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. Do this also in remembrance of me." This would have also been confusing to the disciples because they would not have expected Jesus to use the cup, the wine in that way. Wine was a big part of the Passover celebration, but not that kind of cup. What Jesus was saying was that the blood that they remembered of the lamb that was slaughtered in that first Passover was no longer the blood of the covenant, but rather Jesus' blood. And it was into that mix that Jesus brought the meal to his disciples, the Last Supper, a meal that we would come to then know as communion. And so in this complex time that we find ourselves in, we are gathering today to have communion. And I draw special attention to this because today is World Communion Sunday, which is a time and a Sunday which is designated when Christians all around the world seek to pause and have communion as a part of their service to remember that we are a global community. And this global community of Christians, well, we are all under a lot of pressure these days. The world's under pressure, and so we're under pressure. And so I think drawing specific attention to what Jesus has done for us and with us and in us through communion is very important to help us go through in this time. So what has Jesus done for us in communion? Well, Jesus has given up his body and given up his blood for us. We remember that in communion. And we remember that we are in need of Jesus. We are in need of his grace, and that's what we see in the bread and in the cup. And so celebrating communion when we're in this season is of extra importance to us because it reminds us of this. Then there's what Jesus does in communion as well. And in communion, we are reminded that God brings us into fellowship with one another. We're reminded that everybody is welcome at the table, which reminds us that we are all equal and all in need of God's grace, no matter who we are or where we are. And then there's what God does with us in communion. And God comes alongside us and goes with us then into our daily lives. Because communion isn't just about what happens in the moment. Communion is also about what happens after. Because when God comes to us through the bread and the cup, we are reminded that God is with us into all the places that we go. Now, there's also something else that happens in communion that is also very important. And it's a reminder to us that there is another banquet to come. A banquet when Jesus will return, and a banquet that reminds us of the way in which the world will be restored. And I think that in this time, in 2020, we need to be reminded of the fact that there is a promise that God makes to us, that Jesus will return, and that Jesus will make all things right. Now, that comes to us in such an important way in our day and age because it reminds us that God is with us, but it also reminds us that the world isn't the way that God wants it to be. That is so evident right now, but it also comes with the other side, that meaning that God is going to come back someday and make all things right. And that is a gift of great hope and a gift that we need to cling to now, but especially in this, and always, but especially in this time. And so I don't know about you, but coming to the table, coming to celebrate the meal with our global village right now feels like it has an extra significance in my mind and in my heart. And I want to encourage you to perhaps reflect on that in this time as well. Because what we get in this meal is a reminder of what God has done for us and a reminder of God's grace. What God gives to us in this meal is also a reminder of the hope we have that God will make all things right one day and that the world isn't how God wants it to be. And so in this moment, we can cling to the grace that God gives to us and the hope that God gives to us. Let us remember this now and always. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.